About 20 till, News Talk 1620. A member of Representative Town Meeting, that's what it says here, in Branford, Connecticut, is not backing down from a habit that she's fallen into when she disagrees with somebody during a regular meeting. RTM, that's Representative Town Meeting, Representative Alice Lambert, usually responds by giving the old middle salute.
You stick by your guns or your gun.
At last week's meeting, she showed up with a book, 101 Ways to Flip the Bird, and a small middle finger placard. She says she's starting a movement to free the finger from obscene thinkers.
Well,
what's it supposed to mean then, hon?
I love you.
Yeah, just wondering. Just wondering what you think it means, because everybody else has pretty much got a preconceived notion there.
Is just the single finger, you know.
Yeah, it is.
With no accoutrements.
Yeah, it is.
Is that as offensive as the full one?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you know, I don't make a practice of either.
It's the intent.
Yeah, that's true.
The Dutch government said Friday they will, like, ban tourists from buying, like, pot from the Netherlands.
Talk about a buzzkill.
Very nice.
You're welcome.
Right there in the coffee shops. Tighter restrictions to go into effect for citizens as well. The rules spearheaded by a new coalition government. An attempt to curb drug tourism. Now, see? Listen to that. Drug tourism. Part as an effort to fight
sad
crime
but true, but look what Thailand had to do there because of what people were going to Thailand.
I know
what
they do.
They had to crack down on sexual tourism. Because of all sorts of perversions going on. So
And I'm sure it's all gone away now.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Just like trading your rings for tattoos, right?
Yeah.
The
move goes into effect by year's end. The Netherlands, particularly Amsterdam, is home of 220 coffee shops. And known for having one of Europe's most lenient drug policies, the country's cannabis cafes have been hugely popular for tourist attractions. So, see how that works out. Justin Timberlake may have pawed his way to fame and fortune with that little band NSYNC.
Yeah, he's not with them anymore.
No, he's not. But in fact, he was a part owner of the car that won the Indianapolis 500 this
really
weekend. Yeah,
sounds like he's investing pretty well.
Yeah, so there you are.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like Letterman, you know. He was an investor in a car that won the Indy 500 several years ago.
He didn't need the money probably as much as Justin.
No,
I don't know, be careful, because Timberlake's got some coin. So
Dave makes $17 million a year from the TV show and produced that Ray Romano show that probably did pretty well. Nonetheless,
I'm not saying that Justin doesn't have less money than Dave. I'm just saying
both
that.
Doing fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Timberlake is a talented guy, too.
Is he?
Yeah. I mean, really. I mean, if you've ever seen his song and dance routine and stuff like that, he's a pretty talented guy. And seems like, you know, for a Hollywood type, seems to be fairly normal.
Huh.
Which is a sliding scale.
True. Yeah.
They're just like us.
Mm-hmm.
This is a rather unusual story, and it's speared by the crisis that took place at the Fukushima plant in Japan. Germany's government has reversed its support of nuclear energy, and yesterday they announced they will completely phase out the country's atomic facilities. Talk about your knee-jerk, huh?
Mm.
2022. 8 old reactors will be shut down immediately. 9 more will darken within 11 years, according to the mandate, and there will be no clause for revision in the plan. As recently as March, Germany, who currently is deriving 23% of their energy from nuclear plants, will now focus on renewable energy sources. Man, this is a major gear shift right here. I don't know how you do that overnight, and basically for a country to do this, that's almost overnight. It gets 17% of its energy from renewable sources. The plan is to double that to 35% by the year 2020. The announcement makes Germany the first industrial power to completely give up nuclear energy. And for Angela Merkel, who really was a strong proponent of this, she has now done a 180 on this thing. So See how that works out. And by the way, while we're talking about that Fukushima thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know who won't give up on unclean power, things like coal and nuclear and things like that? It'd be India and China. They're not going to give up on it anytime soon.
No, they're not. No, I would agree completely. They, they lose a few million. What the heck? They got more. Things are not looking good for the area around that Fukushima plant. There's a 12-mile exclusion zone now with very high levels of contamination. Study found that the radiation from that plant has spread over 230 square miles, kind of a Chernobyl-like dead zone there. The other problem is they've got some weather moving in that may, in fact, wash that soil down. So, in that case, down into the ocean because it's right there by a body of water. But that's probably not looking good. So, okay, with that, it's time to talk pizza, after all, because we have the latest statistics.
Yeah, I love this part.
Yeah, the latest statistics from the pizza industry. Pizzerias represent 17% of all restaurants worldwide. And when you consider that lots of countries have very, 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 very few pizzerias.
God, that's a lot of very.
I would think U.S. America.
It varies a lot.
It'd be nice to know how many there are in U.S.
Well,
America.
You know, just like in New York, you've got Ray's and Famous Ray's and Famous Original Ray's and Original Ray's and all the different places just named Ray's.
Yeah. Lots of them. And then you got that Chicago Original and then the one that's almost like Chicago Original.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Michael Scott's favorite local pizza place, Sbarro.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
He didn't know. He had no idea.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Every time he goes to New York City, he's
got to go there.
Yeah, that's right.
Mike. I used to work with a guy. And
that's right. Yeah, that's kind of like going to Galveston, going to Long John Silver.
I used to work with a guy who was a Cajun, as a matter of fact, and he went to New Orleans. I said, man, there's some great food. He said, you can't beat that Popeye. What? Really? You should know better. Anyway, pizza is a $30 billion industry in the U.S., 3 billion pizzas sold every year. Now, this one I find hard to believe. 93% of U.S. Americans eat at least one pizza per month.
An entire pizza?
Well, I don't know.
Eat pizza.
Eat pizza.
I would agree with that.
Really?
How many? What percent?
93.
Well, but you're weird, Scott.
I am.
You're not normal.
I mean, yeah. I'm out of their demo, too, I think, probably.
And maybe, and I'm not saying that there's not some extrapolation involved there, but speculation or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. But it's probably not too far off from
I'm
that.
Still weird.
There's no doubt about that. We all are. But.
Saturday night is the biggest night of the week for eating pizza. Yeah, 36% of all pizza orders get pepperoni on their pizza. Men order pepperoni 3 times more than any other kind of pizza. Well, the reason is, number one, top of mind awareness. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Pepperoni's done a great job of selling themselves.
Yeah, they don't want to think about it.
What else do you eat pepperoni on?
Nothing. We're just looking for something
salads.
To make us thirsty so we can drink beer, okay? Mm-hmm. And pepperoni works as well as anything.
Yeah.
Women are twice as likely as men to order vegetarian toppings. Again, it just complicates things for guys. They just, pepperoni, great. Can we have extra pepperoni? Super. Is there anything else? Yeah. If we get more pepperoni, okay.
Yeah, because then you start talking about, can we just get that on half?
Yeah.
And
no.
Then you get that on half, and then you getting hand-tossed or deep dish? Yeah.
Because I want that stuffed crust, too. Yeah. I want to pump cheese into my body every way possible.
Well, now they're putting pepperoni and cheese in it.
Oh, are they?
Right.
Yeah,
no.
I haven't tried
that. That's like a pepperoni roll, then, isn't it?
Yeah, it's basically you're taking the end of your pizza and jamming a pepperoni roll on
perfect.
It. So.
Yeah. The least favorite pizza topping is anchovies. Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that's a personal thing.
Well, how about pineapple? You have
careful,
pineapple
careful. You're going to pick a fight.
I'm just asking.
There are people that
I know that
love that pineapple.
Well, there are people who like the anchovies too. Probably.
I know.
Once again, you're weird.
Okay? Anchovies.
I mean, I don't care.
Anchovies are more of a love hate thing. Pineapple is a generally accepted food, right?
I don't. Yeah, I don't know about generally accepted, but they have like that and Canadian bacon as a combo deal.
Yeah,
but I mean,
I'm a Canadian bacon guy.
If you go into the pizza place where they're putting the stuff on, the toppings on, I mean, is there a little aluminum container there full of anchovies? Really? I mean, is there? Or do you have to go get it? And
some
open
places,
the jar?
Some major pizza places don't even carry anchovies.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. I cannot imagine.
I know of one that does off the top of my head.
I would think that anchovies are probably not cheap, right?
Probably not.
You know.
Nice bait. I mean, come on.
It tastes fishy, you know? That's what I don't like about it.
Yeah, it does taste fishy.
Wonder why.
If they can get that fish taste out of there.
Yeah, better.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987. Complete Nutrition.
In the good old days, the local filling station, as we called it, was one of the town's gathering places, kind of like the barber shop. You went in, had some coffee while they filled up your car, washed your windshield, checked your tires and fluid levels, and talked about what was going on in the community. At SevCheck Service Center, you can still do that. SevCheck Service Center has been keeping cars and trucks running smoothly for over four decades. Open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6, SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Did you get a good night's sleep last night? Need the right mattress? Find what fits you best for a good night's rest at Ashley Furniture Home Store Sleep Shop. Ask us about Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America with the advanced ergo system for adjustability and comfortability. Upgrade and save up to $200, plus save up to $200 on closeout models off Tempur-Pedic's most popular models of all time while supplies last. The best prices, the best selection, and the best beds in the world are at the Ashley Sleep Shop at Ashley Furniture Home Store, College Station.
Tired of the same old song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there's a choice. America's Choice. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warrantied roof to last for years. Call America's Choice Roofing. Ask for your free roofing estimate today. Call 855-5MY-ROOF. Make the right choice. America's Choice Roofing. Visit americaschoiceroofing.com or call 855-569-7663.
Hey, good morning. About 8 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. A police sergeant in Zimbabwe got in trouble for going wee in a bathroom reserved for the Zimbabwean president.
Oh, what? My gosh.
What, so Mr. President Mugabe?
That's the one. The ossifer was on duty at the annual Zimbabwe International Trade Fair when he suddenly had to go.
Well, yeah.
An official explained that under intense pressure from the call of nature, the officer forced his way in and managed to relieve himself. It was like a struggle.
He was
subsequently subsequently arrested, remains in police detention in barracks in western Zimbabwe while his attorney challenges his detention. He faces a year in jail if convicted.
And he'll probably be convicted in that fine nation of Zimbabwe.
He was incontinent. I mean, you know.
There has been a law saying the toilet is the president's, but this was a public one. They will have had issue to proclamation in government gazette that would have to specify it, and I bet they didn't do that.
If he's any kind of president, he'll give him a pardon.
He'll give him a pass.
Yes. Yeah.
Give him a little relief here.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right. Uh-huh. UPS, United Parcel Service, rolling out a prototype delivery van that gets 40% better mileage than its familiar big brown boxy predecessor. The twist here is less high-tech than you might guess. It is not an exotic fuel. It's not electric batteries. Rather, this thing is made out of plastic, replacing the aluminum sheet metal plant body parts. Lightweight ABS plastic. UPS engineers have lowered the fuel consumption by about 40% by doing that.
What happens if there's a
I don't know,
a bender of fenders involved?
See how that'd be a cracker of fenders probably now. I don't know. We'll see how. I don't know if I want to be the first one driving that just in case. But kind of a neat story here. A long wait but a happy ending for Jesse Matos of Viejo, California, reunited with his high school class ring he lost 73 years ago. Tony Kanji, who's a sanitation worker, found it sitting in a bucket of debris from the sewer system,
mm-hmm.
and the inscription on the back was all that he needed to track down the owner. But the story does have a weird twist. The school and the sewer system where the ring was found was in a town near California's Mount Shasta, about 200 miles north of where Jesse finally settled down. Both Jesse and the sanitation worker went to the same high school. However, the sanitation worker graduated 40 years later. And as a kid, Jesse worked in a butcher shop in the town where he grew up. And he lost his ring in the butcher shop when it fell in the bathroom toilet. Guess who also worked at the butcher shop? The sanitation worker. I mean, connected and connected and connected.
6 degrees.
I tell you. So there you go. He broke his right wrist and arm earlier this year, so he was happy to get the ring back and worth more to him now than the $29 that he paid for it. So the worker went to the same high school, worked at the same butcher shop that he did, and finds the ring 73 years later.
Wow.
Just Brakes.
What's Just Brakes charge for pads and shoes?
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels, including a lifetime warranty, machining rotors and drums, and inspecting your brakes for just $99.88.
All that for $99.88?
Yes, the warranty even includes parts and labor.
$99.88 for pads and shoes that'll never cost another dime?
At Just Brakes, we really do care.
Most vehicles, additional repairs and additional costs are required or suggested on most cars. $6 shop fee extra. See store for limited guarantee terms.
The best place in town to live may be the one place you haven't explored. Traditions Club. No other subdivision comes close to the natural setting that is Traditions. Texas hill country terrain, winding creeks, huge old growth trees, and beautifully shaped lots await your new home. Or choose from many garden homes. A new clubhouse, Jack Nicklaus designed golf course, friendly, Aggie-loving neighbors, and all that's missing is you. TraditionsClub.com.
It takes a lot of energy to run a small business, so when it's time to leave for the day, I'm ready to take the night off. Same goes for everything else in the shop. I turn off or unplug what I can after hours, and that alone saves me $1,500 a year. I guess I'm keeping the lights on just by turning them off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at TogetherWeSave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
GQ Magazine has ranked the best and worst dressed men on television. Best dressed, Tom Haverford, who plays on Parks and Recreation.
Oh, okay.
Don Draper, played by John Hamm on Mad Men.
But now, how does that work if he's – because he's dressing from 40 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. Very – that's – I guess it's stylish for its time.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is Raylan Givens, played by Timothy Oliphant in Justified. It's a pretty interesting show. Worst dressed.
Yeah.
Pour that coffee.
Yeah, I will.
Dr. House. Greg House. And that's true. I mean, you look at him, he's
– Right.
Well, but he's frumpy. I mean, he's supposed
to
be frumpy. Frumpy.
Yeah. That's right. And his leg hurts.
Jonathan Ames, played by Jason Schwartzman in Bored to Death. Randy Jackson on American Idol.
Played by Randy Jackson on American Idol.
He was wearing himself a nice tuxedo, though, the other night for the big finale.
Oh, well, of course, I guess you'd expect that he might do that.
Yeah, he's squared up.
Gotcha. All right. As dangerous as peanut allergies can be, the cure may be pretty simple. Two top pediatricians in France have developed a skin patch designed to cure peanut allergies. About 500,000 people worldwide suffer a peanut allergy. Human testing for the peanut patch underway with hopes to have the product on the market in 3 to 4 years. Has a picture of Jimmy Carter on it, which makes it extra nice. This date in history.
Love this part.
1678, Lady Godiva rode naked on horseback through the city of Coventry.
She didn't care if the whole world looked.
Yeah. Made the ride apparently as part of a bargain to get her husband to ease taxes on the people of Coventry. 1884, Dr. John Harvey Kellogg of Battle Creek, Michigan, patented flaked cereal.
I had it work.
Yeah, well, I guess so.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that movie Road to Wellville?
Yeah,
they were not normal people.
No, it was a little bit odd. 1933, the age of nudity began.
It started long before that.
Yeah. Lady Godiva.
Have you ever heard that Adam and Eve thing?
Yeah. Sally Rand took it all off at the Chicago Century of Progress exhibition. She kept the police away by holding two fans in front of her while she danced.
It was a fan dance.
Yeah.
And
in 1990, this show called the Seinfeld Chronicles premiered. It's a summer series. And the pilot aired in July. And they decided, well, we'll change the name of it. And it worked for 9 years until Larry King thought that he got fired.
But, yeah.
I saw a Seinfeld last night that I'd never seen before.
Okay, it's a minute. You can tell us about it.
I saw the one where Kramer was a seat filler at the Tony Awards.
Ah.
Yeah, and they got angry with a Raquel Welch. Yeah, that's I'd never seen that one before. Okay. The Hangover Part 2 has set a new record for a comedy debut. After the long Memorial Day weekend, $106 million is the final take on a Hangover Part 2. Kung Fu Panda 2 was second for the long weekend. Did you know that Kate and Billy Boy are coming to North America? They're going to spend most of their time in Canada, an 8-city tour of Canada.